Have you ever wondered what Jesus really meant when he commanded us to love our neighbor? To help you think through that question, we have stepped out of our normal format to bring you a special bonus episode. Join us for a powerful 25-minute reflection by Herb Sadler as he takes us deeply into the parable of the Good Samaritan. Herb explores the three types of people in this famous story and challenges us to look at our own lives. Available now, Grace for All, wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Today's devotional is titled, One Little Word. The scripture comes from John 19, verses 28 through 30, English Standard Version. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scripture, I thirst. A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. When Jesus said in verse 30, It is finished, every Jewish person who heard him would have immediately understood their significance. Every year, on the Jewish holiday known as the Day of Atonement, the Jewish high priest sacrificed an animal to atone for the sins of the nation of Israel, as prescribed in the Law of Moses. The sins of the nation were symbolically placed on the animal, and its blood served as payment for those sins. Immediately after the sacrifice was made, the priest would come out of the temple and announce, It is finished. The sins of the nation were covered for another year. When Jesus used that same phrase, It is finished, he signaled that the need for animal sacrifice was over. In his death, he took the sins of the world upon himself and paid for them with his own blood. The it in the sixth utterance of Christ on the cross, it is finished, refers to the whole reason he came to earth in the first place. He came to take the sin of the world on his shoulders and offer himself as a sacrifice to his Father for it. He came to pay for my sins and yours. He came to give us a new beginning. The it is the reason we all sit here today reconciled to God with the hope that we will live with Him starting today and for eternity. Let's all remember that as Jesus uttered His last words, He was thinking about you and about me and how He had just accomplished His mission. The it of making all of us God's children again. Dear God, we thank you that you made a way. We thank you that although we live in rebellion, you love us and want a relationship with us. We are thankful that Jesus finished his mission, and because of that, we can once again and forever call you Father. Amen. This devotion was written by Cliff McCartney and read by Judy Wilson.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.
Here at the Grace for All podcast, we usually stick to our daily devotional format, but we've stepped out of our normal routine for a special 25-minute bonus episode. Join Herb Sadler for a profound look at the parable of the Good Samaritan, from the ancient road to Jericho to Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from Birmingham jail. Herb challenges us to stop passing by on the other side of the road. It's available now. Listen to it today.